Hey friends, it's Jay. Welcome back to the show. Maybe it's called The Stars Turn. We don't know yet. We'll have to stay tuned. We'll have to see what the stars say. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. It is officially Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to the Sagittarians out there. I know I talked about the start of Sagittarius season last week, but I'm recording this on the last day of Scorpio season, so it's really feeling real. It's feeling really real now, you guys. But anyways, happy birthday to all the Sagittarians out there. And if you head on over to the Cosmic Map Coven, there is a deep dive video all about the sign of Sagittarius. I talk about the fact that it is a fire sign, a mutable sign, a sign ruled by Jupiter, that it takes place at the end of autumn. I use all of these sort of basic building blocks of zodiac signs to give you a deeper and fundamental understanding of the Sagittarius archetype. I also throw in the three minor arcana tarot cards associated with Sagittarius for a little extra flavor. I talk about what Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is up to during Sagittarius season 2023. There's a ton of info. It's jam-packed. You got to check it out. Before we dive into this week's episode, wanted to give you the heads up that next week's episode is actually going to be a preview of the Coven exclusive forecasts. So basically, it's going to be just a video that went out to the Coven at the end of October. It will have all of the transits for the final few days of November. And yeah, it's a fun little peek inside what is available for Coven forecasts. It's going to be a much more in-depth look at the full moon in Gemini, at the Venus South Node conjunction than you might normally get if I had just done a regular episode. And if you watch it on YouTube, there is going to be a video version. I guess you get video versions on Spotify as well. Whatever. There's a video version. And so you'll be able to see the chart at the same time. And then after that, honestly, TBD on whether or not I'm going to be keeping this format for the show. This was a little bit of an experiment for December. So if you still are interested in the forecasts, you got to head over to the Coven or sign up to the newsletter because I'm probably still going to do mini forecasts there. But moving forward, I have been thinking about having guests on the show, all kinds of folks just like chatting about whatever, kind of obviously with like a astrological related focus. But yeah, so I don't know, reach out. Let me know if you want to be on the show and what you would want to talk about. I've already got some very cool folks lined up. So I guess I'm not just thinking about having guests on the show. I'm going to have guests on the show. But I don't know. You know me. I like to switch it up. I like to try different things with this platform. So that's what's coming next. And no idea when it will start, but hopefully, you know, December or the new year. All right. That's enough rambling for this episode. Let's get into these forecasts. We'll start on November 24th when Mars moves into Sagittarius. Mars will be in Sagittarius from November 24th until January 4th. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but when Mars moves into Capricorn on January 4th, it's finally going to be far enough away from the sun that it is no longer weakened and debilitated by being so close to the sun and the sun's heat and the sun's rays. And Mars will be exalted in Capricorn. So it's going to be a really good time for Mars. Totally getting ahead of myself. Let's rewind. I'm just really looking forward to it. But Mars in Sagittarius, unfortunately, I think this is a very potentially challenging version of Mars. It's no longer in a sign of its rulership and it's still really close to the sun. Planets within 15 degrees of the sun, like I just said, they're weakened by the sun's heat and hidden by the sun's rays. To me, This kind of just looks like turning up the heat in an already very balmy situation. You know, both the sun and Mars now being in a fire sign, so they don't even have the coolness of Scorpio, like the temperature coolness and also the just like regular coolness, you know? But they don't have that more, I wouldn't say temperate, but cooling, that more cooling environment to kind of cool things down. So we might experience a little more irritation or aggravation. You know, the impulsivity and impatience of Mars might feel quite potent. There could be an overly competitive nature to things. When planets are this close to the sun, there is a secretive nature to their actions, a very behind closed doors energy, which I think was conducive to the energy of Scorpio, a secretive and private sign, but not as great in Sagittarius. I mean, the secretive energy can be advantageous because maybe it's helping us to eliminate distractions while we further our progress around any plans and projects that we picked up at the Mars Kazemi. But I do really want to caution that while we work behind the scenes, others might be as well. And I wonder what's being hidden away from us, you know, especially when we consider the sun as a leadership figure, being in a sign that has so much connection with wisdom, truth, and justice. So something to watch for and be aware of. I think these are things we're already looking out for, but I think we want to be even more on the prowl for them. The moon will also conjunct the North Node on the 24th at 24 degrees. This is definitely a day, this November 24th is definitely a day to be physically active in some way or to take action on something. With Mars moving into a fire sign and then ruling over this meeting between the moon and the North Node in Aries, there is a feeling of needing to pursue something. You know, the ambition and motivation are there and they just need to be applied in a productive way. So pay attention to where you're feeling a hunger, a fire, like truly what actually makes your body feel heat, because this might be a clue as to the direction that you can move towards to make the most of the ambitious quality of the day. Acting independently sort of seems like it's inevitable. There's just so much Martian energy in the mix, as well as the fire from both Sagittarius and Aries, just really spurring us into action and not really wanting to deal with anybody else's timelines, not having to wait around for anybody else. On November 25th, the moon will then conjunct Jupiter retrograde at 7 degrees of Taurus. This is a really there's a really supportive, nourishing, and warm energy with this combo. The vibe here is pretty fertile and fecund and grounded, totally different than that meeting with the North Node. This looks like really ideal conditions for directing energy to long-term goals and relationships, or those things that we want to ensure will keep flourishing over time. With the moon so near to being full at this point, something about our Jupiter and Taurus stories might become illuminated, or perhaps it just feels much more embodied today. Perhaps we'll see how our efforts towards grounded expansiveness has been helping to make greater meaning for us in the day-to-day application of it all. Mars in Sagittarius will square Saturn in Pisces at 0 degrees, also on November 25th. Definitely another sign that long-term goals are really taking center stage right now. This is an invitation to prioritize long-term goals and dreams over short-term gains and impulses. This is a call to direct our enthusiasm towards and build momentum for those 5 and 10 year plans, even if it's only through short spurts and bursts of energy. There could also be a sense of urgency or a worry that we don't have enough time to do all the things that we want to do. And if that is the case, this might be a signal that we need to refocus our goals and determine where our energetic resources are best spent. It's an aspect that really offers a lesson in learning when to persist and when to be patient so that we might persist another day. The 25th is also when Mercury retroshade will begin. So not the retrograde, the retroshade. Mercury has reached the degree of Sagittarius where it is going to travel all the way back to during its upcoming retrograde. And any events related to your Sagittarius, Capricorn, Gemini, or Virgo houses are subject to revision, reevaluation, and reflection from now until the new year. And I say all of those houses because Mercury will be retrograde in both Sagittarius and Capricorn, and Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. So it's going to have some level of impact when it's traveling retrograde. So retroshade, friends, begins on the 25th. And finally, on November 26th, the moon will conjunct Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 20 degrees. The moon and Uranus will meet nearly 100 times during Uranus's transit through Taurus. And each of these meetings is an opportunity to try something a little different, to break away from our regular routines, not only in the Taurus part of our chart, but in our relationships with our bodies, nature, food, and finances. These monthly meetings might bring unexpected and sudden developments in these areas of life, and we can choose to resist or surrender to these changes. And if we decide to surrender, we might find that there are new possibilities awaiting us within the chaos, you know, that breakdowns can often lead to breakthroughs. All right, so that is it for this week. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you enjoyed this format of the show. Hit me up on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. Same thing on Threads at Jasmine's Astrology. You can send me an email, j@jasminesastrology.com. Scream into the ethers, into the void. I might hear you. Sometimes I get those messages. You know, it depends on how full the void mailbox is. But give it a go. It's always fun to get those. Again, next week will be the Coven sneak peek. I really hope you all enjoy that. The full moon in Gemini is so big and juicy, and like, I'm so intrigued to see what comes of it. And it was one of the transits that I was like, I don't know about my interpretation of this. I feel like you'll hear it. You'll hear it in the video. I'm excited to share it. I can't wait to hear what people think. I want to hear everybody else's takes on this stuff too. But getting ahead of myself again, so let me know what you thought about this episode. If you've got thoughts and feelings about these transits, I want to hear them. I always want to hear them. So hit me up, let me know. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I really appreciate you spending some time with me in the cosmos, in the stars, chatting about astrology, and we'll see what happens next when we meet again, or until we meet again, I should say. I'll catch you in the cosmos.